This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and as always, we're here. You can call us and talk about anything you want to discuss here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have our Matrix chat server where you can get on there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and you can also call the show. As well, update on a story that was mentioned earlier this week. The homeless encampment in Manchester has been targeted for takedown by the state police. I don't know if you guys...
State police, not Manchester police?
Yeah, you guys, have you been following this at all?
I have a little bit, but not. I haven't followed the news stories, but I've heard chit-chat from people.
So the reason why it was the state police instead of the Manchester police, because this was the heart of Manchester where this happened.
Right, that's why I'm shocked.
But it was on the property of the courthouse.
Oh, it's state property, not city property? Interesting.
Exactly. So apparently the armed agents showed up today. There was some thought that they were going to be showing up earlier this week. There was an overnight, I think it was like Monday or Tuesday, overnight. They were expected at like 6 a.m., 4 a.m., something like that.
Yeah, I heard 5.
And they never showed.
Yep.
And that's because a fairly decent number of people came out to kind of just hang out with the homeless people that were there.
Now that's cop blocking.
Yeah, technically it was. In fact, Joe Orga from Breaking the Flaw, who called into the show last night, he was actually there.
Breaking the Flaw.
Yeah, and he was doing live streaming during it. I don't think he was there today when it actually went down. So they actually did it during daylight hours today. Now, from what I understand, our former co-host, Daryl Perry, was there and did get some footage. I have not yet had the chance to review it, but he did send it.
Oh, he loves footage.
He did send it. Wow. Sex joke. That was a good one.
Yeah.
See, nobody but you would have known that.
That's true. What are you talking about? That was obvious.
Well, that was obvious to those of us in the studio. I don't think everybody listening would have known Daryl's fetish. But nonetheless.
Oh, I didn't make the connection there. Okay.
Oh,
I didn't know. That was something I didn't know. I still got the joke, though.
Yeah, you didn't know how good of a joke
no,
it was.
No, I didn't.
Right? So you can't let a good joke go by without, you know, letting people know that what they missed.
Yeah.
So he did send me a gigabyte plus worth of footage, apparently, today on Telegram. I just haven't had a chance to know of the takedown of the goon squad. Of the goon squad taking down these folks' tents. Now, from what we understand, they may have actually been cutting the tents, so just trashing them, essentially, making it so they couldn't use them.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. They cut the tents, they trashed them, but they didn't remove them?
No, I presume they removed them as well. But
I would have expected them to basically destroy the property.
So here's an update from WMUR, the main television station here, ABC affiliate. A homeless camp at Superior Court in Manchester was dismantled today, and city officials say they're upset with how the state carried out the eviction. See, they would have done it more
humanly.
Right. The city of Manchester would have been really kind.
Oh, they're known for being humane.
Yeah, like one of the most
corrupt. They humanely falsely arrested me a couple of times.
One of the most corrupt cities in New Hampshire. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to do it more kindly. Right.
But because they didn't do it, they can point their finger and say, we would have done it so much better. State police moved in Friday morning, days after a state-imposed deadline for removal. The camp has been a bone of contention between the state and city of Manchester, with both sides blaming each other for letting the situation get worse. Caught in the middle are those who've been camping on the lawn. Calvin Atwood says he's been homeless for 7 years. He says, I'm very disgusted to see this happening because they're basically pushing us off of one lawn onto the streets again, he said. State officials and local providers say they approached each person living in the encampment and presented them with several options for alternative housing. Associate Attorney General...
Yes, there was a state prison, and there were several county jails.
That's exactly how they would phrase it, too. Well, we presented them with other options. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I don't think most people want to be imprisoned or in a cage for
Well, they have sort of halfway house places, but some of these folks don't want to get off the drugs. They'll address that coming up here later in the story. But
they don't want to get off the drugs, but in some cases, but, you know, I've known a lot of people who have been homeless who would not go to shelters.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, shelters are bloody dangerous a lot of the time. You can be frequently, especially for women, they are safer on the street than they are in a shelter.
Really?
Because they can have a man with them on the street.
But not
on
in
the
shelter,
they might not be able to. So they lose their protection.
State officials again presented these alternatives. Associate Attorney General Ann Edwards said, quote, for individuals who did not want to choose another housing, they were assisted in packing their items and moving.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just imagining what that would look like.
Yeah.
And it's not funny, but, you know, I can't cry on
sure.
the air.
Yeah, trashing their tents and things is hardly a assistance in moving.
And we haven't proven the claim about the cutting of the tents, but that's typically how these things go whenever
I've
you...
I've seen live video of them cutting tents. I don't know if that happened in this particular case, but I would be surprised if it didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that was... I know that happened in Florida because
it was actually
Broward's Cowards who did it.
It's not just
Florida. I called them and busted their balls at the time.
Yeah, it happens everywhere.
They do it everywhere.
Do they?
Agencies were present to help people. New Horizons families in transition found beds for 10, but others, like Atwood, found the news cold comfort. He said, they're not really helping us. They're really just kicking us down. He said he's not sure where he'll go for now. Quote, what's next for me? Probably jail from here. And the reason that's the case is because, well, if you're homeless, jail will provide you with a relatively warm place by comparison to, say, a tent outside of wherever. And you'll get 3 meals a day if you're in jail. So there are some people who are homeless who sort of have the policy that they'll commit some sort of crime as it starts to get cold out there, some non-crime, something that'll get them arrested and get them sentenced to some amount of time through the winter in jail.
That is a possibility, although the other thing is it can be very difficult to stay out of jail when you're homeless. There's literally no place you can be without somebody to give you a problem for being there.
Well, if you go far enough out, no one's going to know that you're there.
You might avoid getting caught.
But then you're going to be far away from
walking
everybody else.
Back and forth to a rural area in order to try to get a meal is not easy.
Yeah. So being close to the city is ideal. You know, it brings me back to years ago here in Keene. Now, we're not in Manchester. We're in Keene, New Hampshire, about an hour and a half to the west. But in Keene, there was a shopping plaza that is owned. It's got the Hannaford grocery store in it. And behind that, there's a fairly large amount of woods. And the person who owns that woods, part of the shopping plaza.
Which is the family who owns the Hannafords, I believe.
No, they don't own the Hannafords is an international food chain. But they own the plaza.
Oh, okay.
Hannaford's
I thought that was the franchise.
Nope. No, it's an international company owned by Del Hayes, I think Europe.
Oh.
But anyway, so they own the plaza, though, that the grocery store is in. They own the plaza, and it's on a large plot of land.
Oh, okay.
They were knowledgeably allowing homeless people to stay on that land. Like, they knew that there was a homeless encampment on that land, and they were fine with it.
Bloody kind of them.
Yes. Because, you know, it's fine. They have their thing. It's back in the woods. No one's bothered by it. Fine, have it. Well, the city of Keene decided they were going to come in and make everything better by demanding that the homeless people build their shanty up to code.
So wait a minute.
Because it's not safe, right?
That's
what
right.
is pitching? How do you pinch a tent to code?
It wasn't a tent. They had some sort of like built thing that they had constructed back there. And
two men enter, one man leaves.
And the city just wanted to mess with these people, right? So, this building isn't up to code. Therefore, we have to tell you that you have to leave it and tear it down and so on and so forth. And so it ended up making it into the local newspaper, the the local government was targeting these homeless people, and there was no reason for it. There was none whatsoever besides just harass these homeless people. So this has been going on. It goes on almost everywhere, and it's just so sad. We got some more we can share with you about it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in, 855-450-3733. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. We're kicking you out. Because it's the holidays.
Thanks.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live. And don't forget our Matrix chat server. It's open for you. Go to chat.lrn.fm. You get instructions on how to join up over there. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC ignored. New Wyoming congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a homeless encampment that was located outside of a courthouse in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire, that was maybe the term's raided. They were visited by the police who, quote, helped the homeless people pack their stuff.
I mean, usually when they raid, I expect them to take stuff. I guess they took the tents and the gear that was
up. I presume they did. We haven't seen the actual footage yet, so we don't know.
I mean, taking everything is that's as raidy as I can think of.
Yeah, so we don't know how it was. I did get some footage from Daryl Perry, who was on the scene apparently with a video camera, but I haven't had a chance. I was actually out at some a dining establishment prior to the show, so I didn't have a chance.
Was there a protest? Was it like a
apparently a couple of protesters were arrested, and the way Daryl described it was they wanted to fight the police. They were from Boston.
Interesting.
So I don't know what happened with that particular situation, but it didn't sound like any of the actual homeless folks were arrested, though.
Yeah, it doesn't sound. So that's what I would have expected would be the homeless would get arrested. Interesting. People from Boston. It doesn't sound like just wanting to fight the police. That's a new one for me around here anyway.
Well, they're not from around here, right?
Well, I get that, but
so then again, they tried to claim that they were helping the homeless people. Agencies were present, and New Horizons found beds for 10 people, but for others, one of the homeless folks said the news was cold comfort. He said he'll probably be going to jail because this doesn't help him. As the dismantling of the camp continued, many of those being moved said the solution being offered by the state is no solution at all, and they believe they'll be back out on the streets in a couple of days. One of them, Bobby, who's a self-described heroin addict, said, quote, the problem is that you get into that housing, and if you use it one time, you get kicked out, so you end up right back where you started, he said. He said he's not ready to quit heroin, so the shelters aren't an option for him. He says, I use it to alleviate the pain, the heartache, the everything that I don't know how else to deal with, he said. We'll go to your phone calls and thoughts. Mike is on the line. He's in Gold Bar, Washington. Mike, you're on.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey.
Am I there?
You're here.
You're here.
Oh, no.
Can you not hear us? I'm guessing you can't hear
us. Well, I can't hear you.
All right, stand by. I'm going to put you back on hold there. Sometimes the board op's got a button that needs to be pressed, and it probably isn't pressed in order for you to hear us. So we'll check back with you here in just a moment. I know Mike had called previously about a similar situation in Gold Bar where homeless folks had set up a camp, like, in the parking lot, apparently with the City Hall's permission in Gold Bar's case. Huh. So maybe he's calling to give us an update on that. At least that's what I recall from one of his previous calls. A little bit more here from the story. So the mayor in Manchester, her name's Joyce Craig, she had harsh words for the removal. She said, this action from the state is inhumane, causing trauma to individuals with nowhere else to go. Well, lady, I got news for you. The state is not a humane agency. The state is an agency of coercive force. It is a group of people who have a monopoly on the use of violence, and they can do what they want and get away with it. Because if you don't think the way the state police handled this was proper, and I imagine a lot of people won't feel that way, especially after you see the footage. Again, we haven't seen it yet. But, you know, kicking people out of tents who otherwise weren't doing anything to cause any problem. Right, they're just sleeping on the state property. It's public property, right? Well, so shouldn't you be able to sleep on so-called public property?
The humorous thing about this is that the state doesn't ever do any good, and then they do harm. So, and this is just the demonstration of that harm. You know, it's like you think if it was public property, then the public should be allowed on that property, but it's not. It's really, you know, it's their property.
It's their property,
and that's
and well, you think about
and they're defending
there would
it, their
be
property.
No homelessness without a government, because
it would be a lot less.
I can imagine. I don't believe that there's any way that individuals could hold and defend at their own expense every single square foot of property in the United States, especially since most of it is generating no income at all in its current use. So it seems to me like a no-brainer that unless you're maybe in Japan or something, in any free society, there's going to be some unowned land. And I say sure. Japan because it's an island and it's very small.
Indeed. And you may even have a situation like we mentioned here in Keene where property owners would donate their land, would say, sure. Hey, come on, come on.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like a lot of the problems is that they're actually taking money. They're depriving people of the funds that they need in order to put a roof over their head and feed themselves.
Who's taking the money?
The city, the state. Mm-hmm. You know, they pass all these laws that increase the cost of housing and so on.
Sure.
Whereas, as in the example that we had in Keene here with the homeless shelter where they had built a... Or not the homeless shelter, but the
an encampment.
The encampment, yeah. Where they built a structure that the city came in and said they couldn't have it. So because
that's
they could not afford
enough.
They could not afford to hire the planners or the
right. You
the
need to hire our approved
right.
construction
right.
company.
Cost obscene amounts of money. You know,
and you
for
have to bribe the inspectors right. probably.
Yeah. Right. Not
well,
doing
they cost
well.
You $50,000. You
right,
guys
right,
got the beer
right,
money
right.
for that.
They're literally ensuring that people
stay out in the cold,
literally on their street. Yeah.
And all of it, press.
I think complaining about it.
Right. Well, all of it is precipitated on the idea that, oh, well, they're in danger, right? Oh, this is an unsafe structure. It could catch fire.
Well, it could, but it's the risk that they've decided they're willing to right. take in order to protect themselves.
In order to be a little bit warmer.
Right. In order
at
to.
Night.
Yeah. And it's not up to you to decide how safe somebody else is. It's up to them to decide
yeah.
how much, what their risk
it's
versus
not like
ratio
the
is.
City will be held liable.
Right. No, of course not.
If
why would the city be liable for the homeless
yeah,
building shelter?
If there's a homeless shelter that has been built out of cardboard or whatever in the woods somewhere, and if somebody knocks over a candle or something and it catches fire and somebody dies, because that's the concern, right? Somebody's going to yeah. die. There's no liability on the part of anyone for that.
No, of course not.
Except for whoever knocked the candle over.
Which is also actually a way that the state contributes to homelessness is... You can't sign a binding release with anyone for anything anymore. And so, back in the day, there was a time when somebody could have said, well, yeah, you can live on that land for free, but, mm-hmm. There's wombats and all manner of wildlife, and they might eat you. And so you're going to have to sign a, I can't do the accent anymore.
That's all
right. So you're going to have to sign a release. So if you get eaten by wombats, you don't,
can't sue.
Your family doesn't sue.
Right.
Well, now releases aren't binding anymore to speak of.
Man.
You can sign a release and still sue. So people are just like, well, I'd love to have you stay on my land, but it's not safe for me.
Right. Because of the litigious society.
Indeed. And the state that makes that possible, because
exactly.
that's another thing that wouldn't be possible without a state that will go to any lengths to get its will done.
Craig, the mayor in Manchester, said some people's possessions were destroyed and they were separated from their caseworkers. She said, in order to provide housing to the remaining people evicted from the state property, the city coordinated efforts with Cafe 1269, and they are standing up an emergency shelter in the city. She said in a joint statement, officials with the Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Justice, and Department of Safety said all residents of the camp repeatedly have been offered alternative housing and other services. They said 27 people had left the camp after accepting services, and another 6 left Friday morning after accepting those services. Those who didn't leave were issued summonses for illegal camping, a violation. There's more coming up. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have 2 cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The time is ticking for lawmakers on Capitol Hill to come together on another coronavirus relief bill before the end of the year. Both the Congress and Senate will be on Thanksgiving recess next week. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes a targeted package is needed.
We are working on repurposing unused funds for exactly that. Yes, targeted, not $3 trillion. Stuff like small businesses, airlines perhaps, restaurants, just those targets.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. Meanwhile, President Trump says...
Big Pharma ran millions of dollars of negative advertisements against me during the campaign, which I won, by the way. But
those comments at the White House, as President Trump also says he's lowering drug prices for millions of Americans across the country. This is USA Radio News. The teen accused of killing two people during the Kenosha riots is released on bail.
Kyle Rittenhouse is accused of killing two people and wounding a third during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He was released from police custody on $2 million bail. On Friday, the 17-year-old left the Kenosha County Jail around 2 p.m. after his attorneys posted bond, which was funded by an online campaign. Rittenhouse has spent the past 2 months in custody on murder charges. He claims he fired his weapon in self-defense after hearing what he thought was a shot fired at him. 35-year-old Josh Zeminski has since admitted to firing that shot, but only as a warning to rioters closing in on his home. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
A manhunt is underway in Wisconsin for the gunman who opened fire at Mayfair Mall, which is just west of Milwaukee today. The mayor of Wauwatosa confirming several people were injured and taken to the hospital. All are expected to survive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about another example of, you know, many times this has happened in various different governmental area jurisdictions, whatever you want to call them, where they target homeless people. In this case, it was right on the state court property. There's a Superior Court building in downtown Manchester that we've been to a myriad of times for various different trials of activists that has been littered with tents over recent weeks. I don't know how long they were there for. Do you know, nobody, how long those tents
nobody
in Manchester
knows.
Were there? Yeah, I'm not sure either, but it seems like something that happened during the whole COVID situation. I don't think it was much longer than over the summer, perhaps. Mm. But they did come in today, apparently in the morning, not during the nighttime hours as they were expected earlier this week, but state police agents did come in and essentially raided the camp today. They packed up their stuff. They may have cut tents. We have not seen the evidence of that claim yet, but but they got rid of the homeless people from the property. They gave a few dozen of them so-called services. I don't know exactly what that means. Those who didn't leave the camp were issued summonses for illegal camping, which is a violation-level offense, and two people who continued to refuse to leave were arrested and charged with criminal trespass, according to state bureaucrats.
Wow.
Officials from the Attorney General's office said the state has been working with the homeless residents since the summer and couldn't wait any longer to clear the property, saying, quote, the people who ended up leaving today and not taking alternative housing made that choice on their own, and they have every right to do that, but they don't have a right to be camping on state property. A temporary fence was set up, and officials with the Attorney General's office said a permanent one will be installed. So that's their solution, is now because somebody went ahead and pitched a tent on what they thought was public property, and of course this is one of the mythologies of the state, is that public means yours.
Well, just because you're forced at gunpoint to pay for it doesn't mean it's yours.
Now, it was government property, but it darn well wasn't open to the public.
Well, that's the thing, Chris. There's a lot of confusion when it comes to legal terminology, and so there's what the word means in English, and then there's what the word means in legalese.
Mm.
And the word public in common parlance means open to the public, open to everybody. Yep. It's a public park. You can go in. It's a public place. You can go to that place. You're part of the public is what they want you to believe. But the reality is whenever you hear a government agent use the term public, they're actually talking about themselves. So when they say it's public property, they mean
it's property.
It's theirs. It's state property.
Yep, it's my property.
Government.
It's
property.
My, you know, gang's property.
That's correct.
And you can't be here.
That's exactly right. We will set the rules. Yeah, we'll set the rules for public land, and it will be our rules, meaning the government's rules.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have no say in. Oh yeah, we'll let you have a hearing. You can come to the public hearing where the public will hear you. Right.
Yeah.
What does it mean when you hear someone versus listening to them? Is there a difference?
Well, if you can regurgitate, what they're saying, then I guess you're.
That's some proof that you've listened to the person,
yeah,
right?
You've listened to them.
But I can hear sounds without listening to them, right?
Yeah.
So if you're talking in the background and I'm busy doing something, mm-hmm. like let's say I'm distracted by my phone or I've got a paperwork to fill out or something, and you're talking to me, I may not actually be listening to you, even though I am hearing. So I know that you're talking,
yep.
But I don't know what you're saying because I'm distracted.
I'm not paying attention.
Right. So there's a difference. That's the difference between hearing and listening, right, is you're paying attention to somebody. So a public hearing is where they're hearing you, and they're the public, right? And if they don't want you to speak, you won't be allowed to. If they tell you that you are not allowed to continue speaking and you keep speaking, they'll send their cops to put you in a jail cell. So they set all the rules.
Cage.
There was when your discussion of public versus actually public property mm-hmm. reminded me of a Nietzsche quote.
Mm.
Government, he says, is the coldest of all cold monsters. Coldly it lies, and this lie slips from its mouth. I, the government, am the people.
Mm-hmm.
Everything the government says is a lie, and everything the government has is stolen.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
a great quote.
Truth.
Yeah, so whenever you hear the word public being used, just put the word government instead. Public schools? No. Government schools.
Yeah.
They're not open to the public. Try to walk into a government school and see what happens. You'll be lucky if you can even get in the front door because they're locked down.
You'll be luckier if you don't get in the front door. I've been in those places.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Awful. And when I say locked down, I don't mean it's a 2020 thing. I mean at all times. I remember I went to, there was a time when I had a speaking engagement in front of a high school class, like within the last decade. It was me and Garrett Ian and Mark Warden, the Porcupine Realtor. We had gotten, because Garrett's mom was actually a teacher at school, so she invited the three of us in. So she invited the three of us in to kind of speak to the class about libertarian activism kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was a good time. I'm glad that I did it. You know, lots of good questions from the students and that sort of thing. But in order to get into the school, I had to stop in like an airlock that they had. So like the two different doors on different sides, right? So one door is open.
Wait, really?
You go in there and you can't go in the other door. It's
locked. Like the jail doors.
Yeah, like a jail. Exactly.
Are you serious?
Not absolutely serious. This was like a decade ago now.
Wow.
And so there's a desk, right, like behind a window.
I don't think I've ever been
facility.
In a school that had that set up.
I think you probably haven't been in a school in a long time.
I haven't. I mean, it's been 20 years at least.
Right.
But
things are different now.
Yeah.
And so, there, you know, there's an agent behind the window who works for the school, and she checks you in, and, you know, you
really?
Have to sign a form, and that, you know, you're so-and-so.
Most of the schools I went to, like, were not even, like, they wouldn't have been able to have done that because they were separate buildings, like, lots of separate buildings, like kind of like a college campus.
I know what you mean, like an outdoor with pods or whatever.
No. Like big buildings. So, I mean, I guess.
Right, that's what I mean. Buildings. I mean, they might call them, some places they call them pods. I had a school like that that I went to in Florida.
Yeah.
That school now,
yep.
That was very open, it was sold as being very open, it is now surrounded by a fence.
So how do they, so they have like a gate or something?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they have more than one.
So they have multiple gate entrances in order to
this, what was formerly an open campus.
In order to keep people in or out. That is so weird.
And it's really creepy, too. Somebody who went to that school in the past had gone to visit within the last 5 or so years, and they took photos of it, and it's, like, really creepy. It used to be really this open campus, and now it's totally locked down.
What's even creepier is that there are schools, and I've seen this. I knew somebody who went to a school where they had barbed wire around the school.
That's not a new thing. That's been going on for a while.
It's not even, it wasn't even just, like, keeping people out.
Keeps them in.
It keeps people in.
Of course it does.
Like,
oh, yeah.
What on earth? Like, you're literally, you're
it's
not,
prison.
It looks like a prison.
Yeah.
It's like, why do you need barbed wire
if you
to keep
locked
kids
in? Then, you know, if you found some bully intolerable, you wouldn't have to shoot the place up. You could
just leave.
This wasn't like an inner city school either. Right. It's like it's so messed up.
It is. And there's a lot of that stuff going on. So if you want to comment on all of this stuff, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, I remember when I first noticed this, Chris, I was a kid, and I noticed that there was a similarity between the school and the jail in downtown Sarasota, the school that I went to elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out the same architect built both buildings. So there literally were very similar designs.
I believe
it was the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who
did it. That's nearly always the case. I know that was the case in my town as well.
Yep. And, of course, there's the buses. They are the same. They're just differently colored, right?
Yeah.
Kids' buses are yellow. The jail buses are white or blue or whatever. So many similarities. So if you want to comment, please join us here. Again, they're talking about putting a temporary fence and then building a permanent fence. Now, I presume that it's just for the yard areas, right? So for those that aren't familiar with the property, most of this property is occupied by the courthouse. It's not a huge block or anything like that. It's just like a city block, and it's mostly the courthouse.
Okay.
And there's a parking lot for the bureaucrats on one side. There's a park on the other side. Like, so Veterans Park is on the back side.
What I saw them camping on looked like a park to me.
No, they were on the side of the, at least one side, maybe both, but they were on one side of the building.
I'm sorry. It was a lawn, not a park, but a lawn.
And that's what I'm saying.
A lawn next to a big building is, to me, in my mind, like a park.
Well, there's a park behind it.
I know there's an actual park next to it, but it looked like a park to me.
855-450 free, it was a lawn,
yeah.
And that's the part that I think they're putting the fence up around now.
That just will look so weird.
It will look ridiculous. Yeah. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, our Matrix chat server is hopping. There's people in there right now. You can join it at chat.lrn.fm. You've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, but have you taken the time to go and learn about Divi? You can do that over at diviproject.org. If you're into cryptocurrencies, you ought to take a look at Divi. They've got some cool features, including easy-to-use masternodes. And a masternode is basically a node on the network that does special services for the Divi network and gets rewarded for doing so. And they've made it easier than any other cryptocurrency I've ever come across to start up a masternode. You can go and learn more at diviproject.org. Get directly in touch with the Divi team. If you want, they'll even sell you some Divi directly. That way you can avoid going to the exchanges and getting it there and possibly pushing up or down the price in that case. So you can get a better deal if you go straight through the Divi guys. Go to DiviProject.org, DIVIProject.org. They got their Telegram channel right there on the front page of their website. It's Ian, Chris, and Nobody here in the studio tonight. We've been talking about the homeless encampment in Manchester, New Hampshire that has been targeted today for a takedown. They have basically run everybody off. They put up a temporary fence, apparently, around what you would describe as like just a yard or a park or something, sort of on the side of the court building.
It's a lawn by yeah, you know, I think any definition.
And it's a fraction of the size of the park. There's a large right. park behind right. it called Veterans Park, and I don't think they're going to be putting a fence up around that.
Why would they? How would you get in if there's a fence around
it? Right, exactly. How would you get into it?
I mean, that's the whole point of a park.
I imagine they're going to be making this yard just for the state court employees now or something. I don't know what their plan is. They're just going to fence it off and figure they've done their jobs
or
whatever.
It's part of the aesthetics of the whole... I mean, that's the whole point of this lawn is for the aesthetics.
To look nice.
Around. around or it totally defeats the purpose of having a lawn in the first place.
Now, I get the argument that it also doesn't look nice if there's a bunch of homeless people that are on, you know, camping on your lawn.
Stop making people homeless.
Yeah. Well, as you pointed out, nobody, it's a lot of the time the state policies themselves, various different ones, that drive people to being homeless.
And we haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg yet. There's going to be a lot of homeless people when they finally, you know, when either people lose, you know, landlords lose their buildings because they've been full of people who can't pay their rent.
Right, and the landlords can't pay property taxes if they can't have, if their rent isn't being paid, they don't have the money to pay property taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, we're going to shut down everybody's business so we can steal everybody's property.
Right.
And then that's property tax.
And that's going to have an impact on the house, the market, the housing market, because those buildings are going to get sold off at cheap prices.
Mm-hmm.
But they're likely not going to get sold. They're going to get abandoned because the cities screw this up every time. The banks screw this up when there's nobody buying because nobody has any money.
And then
their properties are going to fall apart, and we're going to need all are going to end up just being poorer.
All you have to do is look at Detroit.
That's exactly what I was thinking there. Yeah.
Because they, and you used to live nearby it, nobody. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you probably know this better than we do.
Saw it happening.
But
in the 70s, we used to have T-shirts that said, "Would the last person out of Detroit please turn out the lights?"
Well, the last person hasn't left, but they...
Not yet.
There have been a lot of people who have left Detroit.
The number of people living in Detroit went from millions down to like 500,000 now, I think it is. Less than
that, right?
Yeah, it's about 500,000 living there, last I heard.
And, of course, a lot of the properties there have been completely gutted, so people had left those properties, and people that were desperate for money would go in and steal the copper out of the, you know, the copper pipes and things like that. So if you bought a home there, you could get a real good deal, but it's a gutted property. And a lot of folks were leaving, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong on this, they owed money they couldn't pay, essentially, to whether it be the bank or back property taxes or whatever. And so the city then takes the property.
Property taxes were a big one.
If it's property taxes, the city will take the property.
Right.
If it's a debt to a bank,
then
the
bank
city doesn't get it.
The problem was that it doesn't matter who the debt was to, ultimately, at the end of the day, because people aren't making enough money,
so they can't pay it,
whether it's the taxes or the bank.
Yeah, they lose their house.
Yeah, and they need to lower the taxes, so...
And then the house gets, you know, ransacked by people who are so poor they have to steal copper for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically you've got this completely useless shell of a house that no one's going to purchase on the market because there are dozens of them available.
To try and repair the damage is going
to
cost you more than the house is worth.
Yeah, you have to just tear the thing down.
Yeah, it's cheaper to literally
tear
it down.
Why would you want to do that?
Rebuild.
Why would you want to build
a new house?
There were HUD homes for $1
in
Detroit.
Which is why they're tearing down all the houses, because they're not worth anything to anybody.
Right. And why would you want to build a new house in the middle of a
neighborhood that's decrepit? Which is why it's got 500,000 people now as opposed to millions of people in the past.
Yeah.
Or part of it, anyway.
So, and, you know, there's no good solution here for these homeless people today. I mean, you're right, nobody. If we could get rid of the government and all of its wars on drugs and all these other things, you know, crushing people's businesses and all the COVID restrictions, there's so many different reasons why, you know, people are having a difficult time, especially more so now than ever before.
Mm.
But unfortunately, we can't just, you know, wiggle our nose and, you know, blink our eyes and have the state disappear tomorrow. So meanwhile, you've got dozens
of... Which is why we need AR-15s.
Which is why you now have dozens of homeless people on the streets in Manchester. Because they've been kicked out of their homes, which were the tents on the state property. And of course, all of this is ultimately a tragedy at the commons, right? So if the state has a public property, then people get to fight over it. So some people say, well, why don't you let the people have their homeless camp? Why don't you let... Well, other people say, well, that's an eyesore. We don't want homeless people around like that. That's the, you know, they're doing drugs, and the kids will see it, and, you know, there's different arguments, right? So different sides of these things.
Well,
let's think. All these people are living there, and they pay taxes to the same agency, and they all have disagreements over how this should be handled.
Yep.
Some people want to see the cops come in there and bust heads. Other people want to see these people being, you know, know, given free hotel rooms.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't have to have any heads busted or have other people bust heads if you go into a partnership and you acquire the land as part of that agreement. But the problem is that's not what happened. All this land was just acquired. It was magically controlled by a central entity, not through the agreement of the people, but through force.
Mm-hmm.
So...
yeah, and they try to pretend like, oh, it's your land too. This whole mythology of
but it's
the
not.
Republic.
If it's not under my control, and
this
I decide to live there, and I decide to partner with that agreement, then no.
And this is proof.
And right. You don't have a choice of going somewhere else because there's government everywhere.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to comment, join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In other news here in New Hampshire, the governor, aka His Excellency. Chris Sununu announced yesterday that there will be a mask mandate statewide starting today. And we covered this last night on the show, but I don't know. Did we cover that there's going to be a protest last night? I don't think we did.
I don't know, but either way, it bears repeating because people need to get out there. And
yeah.
We're going to have to let them know.
Sunday.
Where's the protest?
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it'll be at the governor's house.
Yay!
The governor is having a party.
Yeah. Just doesn't know it yet.
Right. There will be a party at Governor Sununu's home at 71 Hemlock Court in Newfields, New Hampshire. I posted a blog post over at freekeen.com, including his address and a photo of the house, in case anyone's confused about which one it is.
Mm.
We have that. And it's thanks to the government's records, by the way, because they've got records, including photographs of all of the houses. So we're certain this is the right place. And we're expecting...
Well, I hope those records are more accurate than some other government records.
Yeah. I mean, I presume this is the right house. There's only three houses around, and you can look up the owner of things, right? So, like, every city has some sort of statutory obligation to have property records available online. Mm. So if you know
that
an address...
That is super interesting. I was aware that there were property records under... online in New Hampshire, but I didn't know it was for every city everywhere.
I'm pretty sure because this is a pretty small town. I mean, I've never even heard of Newfields, New Hampshire before, but they have it.
I know you can look up property records online in Keene, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was surprised. I actually looked at a couple different towns because I won't say who the other property we're looking at is because that would reveal too much. Suffice it to say, these bureaucrats own these homes under their own names. And so, you can confirm this is Chris Sununu's house. So we'll be there on Sunday. The Keene activists are heading out there. There's going to be activists from across the state. Some of them will probably be libertarians, but others might just be, against COVID crackdowns and that sort of thing. So it should be a mixed bag of activists. People are going to be bringing their kids out to this one, so that'll be fun. There was talk about bringing a guillotine out and letting the kids play on the guillotine.
Okay.
I wonder who's got the guillotine, man. That's awesome.
I don't think anyone has a guillotine yet, but that's why I say there was just talk.
I've got to build one.
I
built
a really nice one, and interestingly enough, it costs about $1,200. So
really?
A well-invested stimulus check
that's great.
Would solve the problem that caused the stimulus.
855-450 free like freedom. You could have a guillotine without an actual blade, just sort of so it looks like a guillotine, and it'd be safe for the kids.
It's not a guillotine if it doesn't have a blade.
More coming up. It's just about the street theater.
I think I'd rather have the blade.
Free talk live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.